Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Two landmark decisions by the Supreme Court last week have the leftists in a tizzy, but it isn't going to help them, because while they want to make a big deal about a woman's right to choose, which is little more than a racist take on killing black babies for the most part, and they want to make a big deal about guns, let me tell you something. The people, the rank and file, the people out there in just ordinary America are looking at gas prices and a bunch of other things and saying, you know what? My cities are unsafe, and I'm not thinking about having an abortion. It's not that big of a deal. Now, they can try to rally young kids and say, oh, here's my reason for doing it. And they can try to make it sound, ooh, the Republicans are crazy. Look at what they're doing. But the problem is, when you get to the pump, when you get to the grocery store, when you go to get entertained, when you go to pay that rent, you're going to remember that's your problem, not the guns. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I mentioned yesterday we covered a lot of I talked about restoring sanity to America and the things that have occurred that what we, in other words, we conservatives, we want to restore sanity to America by making it safer. We really have a better idea of utopia, but it's a balanced idea with the understanding that there are bad people in the world. And sadly, the bad people in the world are being protected by the Democrats. And it is up to us to protect women. It is up to us to protect children from pedophiles. It is up to us to protect individual citizens from people who the government would rob and has been robbing for decades. They're gangsters. We have a gangster government. And it pains me to say that, because I understand government. I understand the need for it. But I understand the need for them to do what we ask them to do and then get the heck out of our way. Leave us alone. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We're going to cover Roe v. Wade being overturned today for the most part. But I do want to talk about what Alito said about gun control. He says the key point that we decided, he's talking about the Supreme Court, was that the people, not just members of the militia, have the right to use a firearm to defend themselves. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. The idea that somebody has to tell leftists, it's that if I have access to a firearm, I have to defend myself. Think about the key word there, defend. I tell people all the time in the martial arts, the reason why the martial arts is so successful, the reason why a person trained to fight is so successful, is every martial art is about defense. The one thing you're taught, no matter who teaches, I don't care whether you do Goshen Ryu or Kung Fu or, you know, mixed martial arts, whatever. It doesn't matter. Krav Maga, Taekwondo, it's defensive. We do these things, and I can do multiple martial arts and tell you, but in Taekwondo, we do these things called one steps. And with a one step, you stand in front of your opponent. Your hands are down, like with your fist, you know, kind of down at your legs, and you nod your head, and you stay in defensive posture. Your opponent, when you nod your head, your opponent goes into back, and then he mimics a strike, and he throws his punch directly at you while you're in a defensive mode. And then one step, they call it a one step, because in one step, he takes that step at you. You then defend yourself. This is why I tell people all the time, the worst thing you can do to a martial artist or a trained fighter is to throw a punch. The smartest thing for you to do is walk away. I don't know how many times I've seen a person throw a punch at me. I'm talking about in training with a one step. It's got to be seven figures. Because you do one steps till you're just blue in the face. And I would tell you conservatively, I've probably done over a period of 40 years, 101 steps per day. In other words, getting a punch thrown at me at least 100 times a day, and don't include, you know, sparring and things like that. I'm talking about just somebody standing in front of you throwing a punch. You've seen that so many times, you're so ready for it. Punches and kicks. It's defensive. So what I'm getting at is this. Everybody who has a weapon, if I become a weapon, the best thing for you to do is don't engage me. If I have a weapon, a gun, the best thing for you to do is not engage me. See, I'm not going to use my gun as a normal citizen unless I'm engaged. You know who uses their gun offensively? Hotheads and criminals. Now, you want to know who that makes up? Leftists. So Alito goes on to say this, because many people face a serious risk of lethal violence when they venture outside their homes. The Second Amendment was understood at the time of adoption to apply under those circumstances. In other words, can you imagine growing up in a forming country where bandidos roam the country and they run up on a farm that's got a man and a woman and maybe a little kiddo or something, and six guys are crossing the prairie. They can do whatever they want to this family if this family doesn't have a firearm. Now, Kevin, they're home. Well, what if they were out and about? What if they were on their way to town? We had more lawlessness during that period. What do you think these people wrote the Second Amendment for? He goes on to say, in light of what we actually held, it's hard to see what legitimate purpose can be served by most of the dissent's lengthy introductory section. Why, for example, does the dissent think that it is relevant to recount the mass shootings that have occurred in recent years? Does the dissent think that laws like New York's deter such atrocities? Will a person bent on carrying out a mass shooting be stopped if he knows that it is illegal to carry a handgun outside the home? How does the dissent account for the fact that one of the mass shootings near the top of the list took place in Buffalo? The New York law at issue in this case obviously did not stop that perpetrator. What is the relevance of statistics about the use of guns to commit suicide? Does the dissent think that a lot of people who possess guns in their homes will be stopped or deterred from shooting themselves if they cannot lawfully take them outside? The dissent cites statistics about the use of guns in domestic disputes, but it does not explain why these statistics are relevant to the question presented in this case. How many cases involving the use of guns in domestic dispute outside the home, and how many are prevented by laws like New York's? He destroyed them. Alito did. And we're going to destroy every other argument these clowns make today and forevermore.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats, the leftists, the gun grabbers have no footage, no foundation for anything that they say about gun control. Alito destroyed them. And we're going to get into abortion parts because I want people to understand how crazy the left are when they're discussing these issues. They have no logical or reasonable way to look at these issues. And here's the problem. We should be pushing back in ways that make them say, look, I'm never going to bring this up again. How dare you? I would have a woman who was raped, prevented from being raped. I would have people who had to shoot somebody as in a, you know, attacking them. I would have a litany of citizens. And I would say, before we do these hearings, you're going to hear from every one of these people that had to use their firearm. Alito said this, the dissent cites the large number of guns in private hands, nearly 400 million, but it does not explain what this statistic has to do with the question of whether a person who already has the right to keep a gun in his home for self-defense is likely to be deterred from acquiring a gun by the knowledge that the gun cannot be carried outside the home. He says, and while the dissent seemingly thinks that the ubiquity of guns of our country's high level of gun violence provides reason for sustaining New York's law, the dissent appears not to understand that it is these very facts that that cause law-abiding citizens to feel the need to carry a gun for self-defense. He's saying you've got a high level of gun violence because you've got a lot of people who have already broken your law. Not the legal gun owners. The illegal guns. He says, no one apparently knows how many of the 400 million privately held guns are in the hands of criminals. But there can be little doubt that many muggers and rapists are armed and undeterred by the Sullivan Law. Each year, the New York City Police Department confiscates thousands of guns. And it is fair to assume that the number of guns seized is a fraction of the total number held unlawfully. The police cannot disarm every person who acquires a gun for use in criminal activity, nor can they provide bodyguard protection for the state's nearly 20 million residents, or the 8.8 million people who live in New York City. Some of these people live in high crime neighborhoods. Some must traverse dark and dangerous streets in order to reach their homes after work or after evening activities. Some are members of groups whose members feel especially vulnerable. Some are people reasonably believe that unless they brandish or, if necessary, use a handgun in case of an attack, they may be murdered, raped, or suffer some other serious injury. Ordinary citizens frequently use firearms to protect themselves from criminal attack. According to survey data from defensive firearm use, occurs up to 2.5 million times a year. I reiterate, all that we decide in this case is that the Second Amendment protects the right of law-abiding people to carry a gun outside the home for self-defense, and that the Sullivan Law, which makes that virtually impossible for most New Yorkers, is unconstitutional. Hear, hear, baby! Love it. Finally, sanity back. Let's move on, because we're talking about babies. Here's a speech that I gave recently. It was a press conference, and I said that Roe v. Wade is absolutely targeting of minorities, and particularly black babies.
He's a celebrity. He's going to come up and say a few words.
What's up, white people? I love that there are so many white folks out here protecting black babies. The media, the regular media, where are they? I'm like Trump. Where's the media? Where are they at? Yeah, they're not here when these white folks out here talking about black babies, right? About to represent the people who value life, folks. We live in a society where abortion is coke, their sinister goal of killing black babies in the womb as a woman's right to choose. And leftists have made an industry out of what is little more than a racist racket against black people. Recall that Planned Parenthood sold black baby parts so its management team could buy luxury cars and afford to live in gated neighborhoods. Hollywood and other leftist women have black babies to thank for their smooth skin. But these same women will fight to the death to not have animal testing of the very products created by the lives of black babies. In the past, black mothers grieved as Democrat slave owners ripped children from their loving arms. But today, black women willfully enter doctors' offices to have their children ripped from their bodies. We live in a society where abortionists fight vehemently to free murderers from death row, but have no concern for the life of a child who's harmed nobody. Frankly, we live in a society that also considers kids with Down syndrome unworthy of life because leftists want perfect children. Well, look at their kids and ask yourself if you wouldn't want to raise one of these new generations of woke. Frankly, I wouldn't trade one of these beautiful little human beings with Down syndrome for all the leftists in America. These non-perfect children teach the rest of us true humanity. Unlike America's 44th president, who declared that understanding when life begins is above his pay grade, I know when life begins. It begins at conception. Did anybody you know skip conception? Did anybody you know dead skip conception? Nobody, dead or alive, skip conception. Yet the former POTUS is too dumb to have learned that biological fact. And despite Biden's most recent Supreme Court justice's inability to explain what a woman is, I know what a woman is. A real woman understands her role in evolution and thus takes her role seriously. Thus, a real woman would not frivolously kill her child. So why do some women go against nature on this issue? In a word, ignorance. Ignorance runs rampant in the leftist black community, and white racist enablers are the professors and purveyors of this ignorance. Young black women learn from leftist teachings that life is meaningless by comments like that of Barack Obama. Young women are devalued by white leftist enablers with idiotic teachings like critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion, or whatever the acronym racist leftists use to pretend they care about blacks. Young women are devalued by young, ignorant black boys. I don't call them men because they're boys who learn how to treat women from hip-hop more than they do from their biological fathers. The entertainment industry teaches young black women that they are little more than prostitutes, calling them names they would never use for their own mothers or their daughters. It's no wonder young black women see the life of a child as meaningless. Too many black people die with a song unsung. Thank you for listening to me, folks, and I pray that you will not allow these virtue signaling racists to win in this battle for humanity.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, live. Hopefully you enjoyed that quick little speech that I gave. Lori Gray, a friend of mine locally, said, asked me, Kevin, can you do this? She called me up. Kevin, I need a favor. And I said, what is it? And she said what she was doing. I immediately said, yeah. And she was like, oh, I didn't expect you to say yes so fast. I said, yeah, I absolutely will speak on this. This was the day before. So I prepared that speech the day before, went in front of the Capitol building of Arizona, and I called out these eugenicists, these racist abortionists for what they are. You can use all of that material because that is exactly what this is about. And we're going to talk more about Roe v. Wade being overturned when we come back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Madrid to attend a NATO summit that also includes leaders from the Asia Pacific for the first time. President Biden says they are working together to promote their shared values in many areas of the world.
In the Western Hemisphere, Spain and the United States are working together with other countries in Latin and the Caribbean areas to reinforce democratic institutions, strengthen the rule of law, spread economic prosperity, and advance transformative approaches to manage migration.
The president also announcing that the United States is planning to increase the amount of naval destroyers stationed in Spain. The death count in a smuggling tragedy in Texas is climbing to 50. Dozens of illegal immigrants were found packed into a tractor trailer in San Antonio Monday with no air conditioning, no water, and no air holes. This is USA Radio News. A Boy Scout jumps into action after a train derailment in Missouri. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday.
Russia must pay the economic and political price for its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, expressing the need to keep supporting Ukraine and putting pressure on Russia. Without an expected end to Russia's war, he said other nations need to hold their sanctions against the nation until it realizes it cannot control Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you noticed that Democrats are always looking for an angle? For a policy, or to, in this case, to win an election. They need an angle. They can't win on the war of ideas, so they must have a gimmick. Look at what's happening today under Joe Biden, and then look at the gimmicks that the Democrats are trying. For example, the leaking of Roe v. Wade. They leaked it weeks ago. To get everybody worked up. Woo! This is coming. Look at it. Woo! You better watch out. They leaked it. And it didn't go like they thought it was going to go. And then, what was their next gimmick? Their gimmick was, oh, look at what happened in Uvalde. Look at what happened in Buffalo. They make the point for why you need to protect yourself. And they use the nutcases that they create. Democrats create the Uvalde shooter. Democrats create the Buffalo shooter. Democrats create the church shooters, the people that shoot each other at jobs. It doesn't matter. Democrats create the drive-bys that happen in every neighborhood across this country, and then they blame a gun. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats need a gimmick. They must have a gimmick. They can't just say to you, listen, let's look at the idea of abortion and let's discuss it openly and honestly. No, they need a gimmick. You're trying to take away a woman's right to choose. What did they just do? They locked people down in this country over a scam. They soaked this electorate out of trillions of dollars over a scam. They are throwing away vaccines right now, but they're still paying the manufacturers to develop new versions of it. Oh, you know what? It doesn't kill as many people. We have herd immunity, but let's still give them money to research it. Because, oh, by the way, we are the ones who worked in conjunction with the Chinese to create a bioweapon that we're now going to protect you against. That's the net of it. But they're going to help us, right? They're here to save us. And they're going to save women. They're going to save women from these scurrilous Republicans and these conservatives, these sanctimonious Bible thumpers who would dare say, you know what, why don't we give some consideration to the life of the child that's being carried inside of this woman, the cradle of civilization. That's a pretty big responsibility, don't you think? Do you think that we should treat it willy-nilly? I mean, I'm speaking as a guy because I have no control over it, but I'm saying to myself, you know what? If there's going to be posterity, if we're going to have a progeny, people that come after us, how about we make sure women don't take it flippantly? Can you imagine, I mean, a world where women just said to themselves, you know what? We're not having any more babies. Hollywood made a movie about it where we could not have any more children. And they found this one pregnant girl. And they had to hide her. I don't remember the details of it. I remember Clive Owen was in it. Do you guys remember that movie? I don't remember it, the name of it. But they found a woman who could have the baby. Or you ever had a movie where they found the one person who could save humanity with the antiviral for this virus that attacked everybody, but they found the one person whose blood could work. Do you know what they do? They spring into action. Let's save ourselves. Suddenly they become very pro-life, don't they? But boy, when they want to pick and choose, they're not very pro-life. They see a kid, oh, your kid is going to have Down syndrome. Let's kill him. Your child is only going to be born with part of its brain. Do you know that, what's his name, Andre Bocelli? Okay, I'm not an opera singer, but Andre Bocelli, whatever his name is, his mom was told, your kid will never be able to function, blah, blah, blah. And she says, you know what? My child is a gift from God. I'm going to have him. Has the child, and we get this beautiful talent of Andrea Bocelli. There are women in this country who would have killed him without even thinking a split second. The minute they say, this kid ain't going to be perfect. You know, let's be honest, conservatives. We say, oh, well, you know, I just hope my baby has all his fingers in his toes. And, you know, yeah, really? Look, I get it. I was one of those. I have four sons. I was, oh, just let them be normal. Let them be safe, you know. But at the end of the day, you get what you get. And you say, thank you, God, because there's a lesson in everything that happens in your life. Roe v. Wade overturned the right to an abortion. I want you to hear what Roe v. Wade overturned, what was overturned with this. They said a woman had a right to an abortion. Now I'm going to say this. I've said it before. I'll say it 1,000 times. I would never tell another human being, you better do this. You can do what you want with your body. I can't stop you. But what I will tell you is if you're a woman, you're doing it to yourself. And if you're carrying a child, your unborn child. That's what it is. Now you can make a decision. You have life and death. You have dominion over them. As I wrote in my first book, The Big Black Lie, that is a child's first heavenly figure is its mother, not its father. The mother is the one who controls life and death over everything that is in this world as it relates to human beings. To me, that is one heck of a responsibility. That is, God put that on women because he knew what man, he did not want to give that to men. Oh Lord, we think differently. We bet, what? I'm pregnant. Shoot, that's over. Click. I'm going hunting. I got a football game. You know, can you imagine if God gave that? Come on, fellas. I know I'm not the only one. I'm not calling us out. I'm just telling you the facts. If women stop for a second and thought about, what if this gift from God? I know. Oh, Kevin, you don't have to deal with bleeding once a month. And, you know, I know, look, I've never been a woman. And all the cramps and, you know, and all the things, the hormonal changes and all that. Look, I get it. That's a man's cross to bear with you. And I know it's a woman's cross to bear much more than it is the guy's. But trust me, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we have to put up with, too. But at the end of the day, you take it. God gave you that. He heaped that on a woman because, I hate to say this, fellas, earmuffs, we couldn't handle it. We just flatly couldn't. If women want to know where you separate yourselves from us, It is your ability to endure with that every month and make the adjustments. And I can't even imagine what it takes to go through that. Yeah. So there's something special about it. And God put that in a women's purview because he said, you're special enough to do this. You will do right by this. Guys won't. I know how I made you. And guys won't. And for women who come to the decision that for whatever reason, and look, I know this is, you know, people say, well, Kevin, even within a rape, you know, that's still a child. That child had nothing to do with the rape. You're right. But you know what? That woman has a lot to think about in the event of a sexual assault. Do I want this memory and all that? I get it. And so do you. So again, I'm not going to tell you what to do. My mother was divorcing my father when she found out she was pregnant with me. I bet you, I know for a fact, my mom went, woo, I don't know if I need to have this boy. I'm leaving her dad. I got one boy. I'm going to get remarried. Yeah, I can't imagine it didn't cross her mind. But I'm on this microphone because that woman said, despite what I think about this man, I chose him. And I've got a responsibility now, and she had little Kevin Kev. And that's why I'm on this microphone talking to you today. Because my mother chose life. Whatever the circumstances, however, she had to leave New Jersey, come back to Texas where my grandparents were, move in with her parents for years, which is not a problem, but you know, she was young enough, but she was 24 years old. She's moving in with her folks. She had a life-changing event. She was married. Dad, her husband, rather, in the Air Force, and she has to leave him and with a little boy in tow and one in her belly, two in tow, and come back home to say, I made the wrong decision. Anyway, sweeping ramifications, they say, that this overturning of Roe v. Wade is. Yeah, the first sweeping ramifications is it raises awareness to people to say, look, give some thought to what you're doing. There are so many ways to prevent pregnancy today. Why are we having this discussion? Why is this such a big deal? You know what the evolution of taking a coat hanger to a back alley versus going to get a morning after pill? We have so many different ways to view this thing, but the Democrats won't let it go because they need a gimmick. And this is yet another one of their gimmicks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eat
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats want SCOTUS justices dead. That's not hyperbole. That's a fact. We've had many, many justices that, leftist justices rule against us in a variety of things. The Ninth Circuit in California, whatever. And I have never, not one time, thought, I hope they kill him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking about SCOTUS overturning Roe v. Wade and the freak out that leftist racists are having because they can't kill black babies like they used to. Oh, boy, there's going to be a lot more black babies born, right?
No, what are black women going to do now? Go to the back alleys for with their coat hangers and, you know, hiring people to kill their babies? How are we going to get them to kill their babies? That's what they got to be trying to figure out. Because 41% of abortions are from black women, who represent less than 12% of the population of this country. 12% of the women. But they're doing 41% of the abortions. Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't realize it, there's not anything like a back alley abortion. Think about the transition that's been made in just preventing pregnancy. The differences that have come along over the years. Now, back in the day, they did not have condoms. And even some of them, when they did, they were sheepskin, which, you know, doesn't do a whole lot. So, there's been a complete evolution. Have you gone to the section in the grocery store and looked at condoms? It's not like one or two. It's like 15, 20 different varieties. So there's that. There's IUDs. There's the pill. And the pill has been, you know, synthesized over the years. I don't know what the effectiveness was when it first came out and the side effects, but that technology has improved dramatically. Women can go on the pill, then off the pill. It can be done by weight, by activity. I mean, I don't know all the details, but I'm sure there's as many pills as there are feminine napkins. Have you ever been to that section of this grocery store? God forbid your wife or your daughter asks you to pick up some feminine napkins. You're there taking pictures. Is this it? Is this it? Is this the one? What about this? Forget that stigma. It'll take you 15 minutes just to figure out which one to get. It's been so, you know, evolved. So we have all these different mechanisms that prevent pregnancy. So many, to be honest with you, I don't even know. Has there been a revolution in this? Of course. The answer is yes. Over the decades, they've gotten better at preventative. Then, in the art of killing babies, when you know, or even if you're not quite sure, they have really gotten invented because we have this thing called the morning after pill. And again, I'm not mad at you. If you're the type of person that goes out, I mean, I think it's weird, and has unprotected sex with strangers without doing the things necessary to make sure that you don't get pregnant, they even have a system for you. It's pretty much soup to nuts. If you're having a child, it's because you've chosen to have it, for the most part. Now, again, there are circumstances, sexual assault. A person gets molested by their parent or, you know, a guardian or whatever. I get it. There's extenuating circumstances, but it should be rare, very rare, to need to get an abortion these days. This issue, for the most part, is moot. If you were to say to young girls, well, listen, are you planning on just going out and having unprotected sex and then not taking a morning after pill? I mean, is that your argument? About whether or not you know, Roe v. Wade being overturned. It would be like saying, we can no longer, we are preventing the manufacture of buggy whips. How dare they outlaw buggy whips? We need our buggy whips for the horsepower in our cars. I need a buggy whip so I can stick my arm out the window and prod my car to move along down the road. The idea of abortion is so antiquated, but the left wants you to believe as a young woman, man, you're losing a right. What are you losing a right to? I mean, I'm just saying, if we were to sit down with young girls and say, what are you losing a right to? Okay, so let me ask you this. Have you learned anything in health class? That, you know, do you understand? Well, a condom doesn't work all the time. Okay, it doesn't. But statistically speaking, it works quite often. And you've got a 0.1% chance of being pregnant. I'm talking about if the thing breaks or it's got somebody poked a hole in it or whatever. It's pretty good at what it does. It's preventative. So you have that. And then if you think you made a mistake, you can go to the drugstore and you can get a pill. I don't know what this pill costs, less than a WooFlu shot, right? But go get your pill, take the pill, and it's all gone. Problem solved. So what exactly have you lost? Oh, well, what if I decide I like the guy and I might want to keep it, and then I decide later in the second trimester? Well, then you've decided at a point where you knew that you wanted to bring a child into the world. At that point, it's game on. And by the way, if you're one of these, as Obama put it, you know, people that gets burdened with this baby because you did everything right and somehow you got pregnant, congratulations. That's a gift from God. Do you know how many women don't think they can? I have a story. One of my best friends, his mom, they adopted their first child because they were told they couldn't have kids. Then you know what happened? They had three afterwards. They blessed some little child, Tony, and he gets adopted, and then they have three children of their own because her mind released. This is a woman that would have done anything to have a baby, including adopt one. And after she did, her mind cleared and her body released and everything was good. So Roe v. Wade, here's what Samuel Alito, all these different, you know, the various justices, and you know, the six that sided with life, they said Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. And far from bringing about a national settlement on the abortion issue, Roe and Casey have inflamed debate and deepened division. This is what Alito wrote. He says, it is time to heed the Constitution, return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. They didn't overturn it. They said it is not a national decision. The government should not be in the business of killing children. So they said, and of course, this was leaked. And for the record, I've been asking myself, what's going to come first? Will we determine who was the leaker of this, or will we figure out if Hunter Biden, you know, who's the next name to drop in the Hunter Biden saga of laptop nonsense? Why have we not found this leaker? Seems to me like with something like this, where cases are being adjudicated by the Supreme Court of the United States, it would be a priority of the FBI to determine who did it. But we don't hear anything about it. The FBI is arresting journalists and ex-Trumpers and Trump in January 6 video people that, oh, I think he was at the Capitol. Let's go arrest him. But they can't find a person who leaked information from the highest court in the land. I think it's incredible. You guys do recall that this came up before, and Chief Justice Roberts joined with four leftist members of the court in striking down the Mississippi case. Do you guys remember that? Yeah, it was a case in Mississippi. So why, when I guess with adding this other justice, Amy, what's her face? We get Roberts to side with life this time. I don't know. Maybe this is a sign that Roberts no longer feels threatened. And whatever happened with him, Amy Coney Barrett, thank you. My guys gave me that. The Mississippi law, they say, at the heart of the legal fight was enacted by the GOP legislature in 2018 and banned abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And what's interesting is Roberts struck that down, but then when they rethought the entirety of Roe v. Wade, he sided with the other justices. I find that a bit strange. It's like he doesn't really know quite where he stands on it. Anyway, lots to think about here, but here's what I want you to understand. Call abortionists what they are. Call them racist. Explain to them the numbers and the eugenicist movement. And make sure that they understand that we are on the side of righteousness and that nothing's been taken away from women. And it's an archaic idea about abortion anyway.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.